I have finally met the man of my dreams. The real thing. The one!
Congratulations. How is he different from the 400 other... the ones?
Well, he's gorgeous, he's charming, he's funny.
Sounds different so far.
Did I mention that he's gorgeous? His name is Alec. I met him this morning at the Other Realm post office.
Oh, please tell me his picture wasn't on the wall.
Alec happens to be a very fine actor. He is currently starring in the Other Realm soap opera, Another Realm.
Ooh! Ask him who's the real father of Charlene's baby. My money's on Bob the Dancing Gargoyle.
I know what I say will have absolutely no effect on you, but please, be careful. Go slow.
It's just that we don't want you to end up with someone who isn't right for you.
You don't have to worry. I have my eyes open and my feet firmly on the ground. Did I mention he's gorgeous?
Did I mention you're about to hit your head?
Ow!
I guess it's true. Love hurts. For the Olympic clothes toss?
I'm looking for my black t-shirt. Have you seen it?
Not only have I seen it, I washed it. You washed my t-shirt? How could you?
You're welcome. Happy to do you the favor.
Here, smell. Fresh as a springtime morning.
The only thing I hate more than springtime is morning. New rule. Never touch my stuff.
Newer rule. Okay, I won't. So there. Fair warning, Roxy's on the warpath. It's gonna be a long, ugly weekend.
Oh, not for me. I've got a big date.
You know, the person who finishes the pot is supposed to make a new one.
Oh, I guess that's you. But before you do... I'm going out with Josh tonight, and I can't decide what to wear. Hot and sexy, or cool and coy.
You guys are going out again?
No, we're staying in. I'm making dinner. Actually, the restaurant's making dinner, but I'm putting it on the plate.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty romantic evening.
You're right. Neither of these are romantic enough. But I've got the perfect little off-the-shoulder number in my closet. Josh will love it. I'm so glad you introduced us.
Don't mention it. Ever again.
Sabrina, just to let you know, I'm videotaping the meteor shower tonight, so I'll need to run some cables through your bedroom window.
You're gonna leave my window open? It's 30 degrees out.
Come on, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Unless I live to be 147 or I freeze my body. But I have an aversion to cold.
But it's okay to turn me into a popsicle?
I knew I could count on you.
I say we do our project on the gold rush.
I say prohibition.
What is so wrong with the expedition of Lewis and Clark?
That's not happening.
No, stop. Since you can't make a decision, I will. We live in Boston. We all like to party. We're going to do the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, I don't like parties.
I don't like Boston.
People, we have to agree on something. Let's take a coffee break.
I agree. I can't remember. Does two headbangs mean regular or decaf?
I am in the study group from hell. I mean, they can't make a decision and they won't listen to anything I have to say.
Ooh, I'd love to get into it, but I have to get a haircut before my date tonight. Morgan's making me dinner.
Yeah, I know, and I bet she's planning one or two surprises for after dinner.
I hope one of them is cake. Hey, you're okay with this whole me and Morgan thing, right?
Yeah, you know. I mean, who introduced you? Me.
I know, and it's working out great.
Yeah. Everything's working out great. Don't touch my stuff.
Don't close the window.
Morgan, I love you.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Remember the Alamo.
No, I don't.
Fine.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, I was just, you know, swatting away some personal demons.
Well, I just wanted to introduce you to my new friend, Alec. This is Sabrina.
Hello.
Hi. Did I lie? Isn't he gorgeous?
Hilda, stop. You're gonna spoil me.
No, you're going to spoil me. He's taking me to the Rings of Saturn, the best amusement park in the galaxy.
The happiest place not on Earth. Check your troubles at the door and have the time of your life.
Check your troubles at the door?
Well, I don't care.
When do we leave?
Sabrina, it's our first date.
Well, then you'll need a chaperone.
Oh,
so much fun. You know, getting away from my problems is just what the doctor ordered.
Did I mention that Alec plays the handsome and brooding Dr. Terrence Honeycutt on the highly acclaimed daytime drama Another Realm?
Listen, and listen good, Nurse Wilson. No one dies on my watch.
Don't you love it when he does that?
Yeah, I have chills.
So, who wants to go ride the roller coaster?
I do.
Oh, pass. Wreaks havoc with the hair.
Oh, well, I like to live on the edge, so gotta go.
How about the House of Mirrors?
Again? We've been there 3 times.
And yet I never tire of it.
We could do something different. You could row me through the tunnel of love with those big, strong arms.
Well, rowing would be a great workout for my upper body, but I'm in the mood to see all of me.
House of Mirrors it is.
Hey, Cousin It, step on up, grab a meteor.
What do I have to do?
Just aim at Earth and give it a hurl.
Well, that sounds like fun, and after that roller coaster, I am ready to hurl. This one's for you, Miles.
Awesome! That one looked like it was aimed at me.
God, I love that place. Did you notice that even in the most distorted mirrors, I still look great?
No, but I did notice that your head gets bigger.
Really?
Talk about me for a moment, but do you ever think about anything other than how you look?
Certainly. Sometimes I think about how other people think I look.
No, I can hurl a meteor all the way to Earth, but I can't make a free throw with a churro wrapper?
No need. I got it. Katrina? Your one and only evil twin? I know, I never forget a face, especially when it's mine. I thought you were locked up for eternity for pushing me into that volcano.
I had a good lawyer. I'm still in jail, but I get a reduced sentence if I do community service. Did you gain weight? You are so evil. Sorry, I might be nicer if I had your life.
Believe me, my life is not all fun and games.
Well, maybe it is right now, but back in college, I've got a roommate who's giving me the cold shoulder, another one who's trying to freeze me out, and a third one who's getting all hot and heavy with this guy Josh I kind of like.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sharing a filthy 4x4 cell with the most obnoxious piece of trailer trash in the other realm. Sorry if I don't seem sympathetic.
Look, I gotta find my Aunt Hilda and her boyfriend. It was a pleasure seeing you again, Katrina. Pleasure was all yours.
You know, the worst thing a person can do is go through life being bitter. Maybe you should think about making some changes.
I intend to, starting now. Good luck, Katrina.
Bye. Don't you mean Sabrina?
Oh, what's the matter, Hilda? You seem out of sorts.
You actually noticed?
No, the ticket taker at the House of Mirrors mentioned it.
I want you to take me home right now, Alec. There's Sabrina. Sabrina!
Finally, I've been looking all over for you.
Why are you wearing a maintenance uniform?
I won it at the House of Garbage.
Garbage? Oh, I wonder if you could see yourself in the cans.
Can it, Doctor? I love myself. Sabrina, I hate to spoil your fun, but we're going back to the mortal realm.
No problem. That's exactly where I want to be. So long, Sabrina. Have a nice eternity. Ah, home sweet home, just like I imagined it. I mean, remembered it. Oh, ugly cat.
Now that really hurts, coming from someone in a maintenance uniform. Who wants to play You Don't Know Jack? How about you, boyfriend?
Oh, sorry, Salem. Alec was just leaving.
Oh, I'm in no hurry. Did I tell you I once played Jack in the national tour of Jack and the Beanstalk? Fee, fi, fo.
I believe the word you're looking for is fum.
You're early. I'm Zelda. You must be the one.
One in your thoughts or the one in your dreams?
Ew! Zelda, kitchen, now!
Well, this has really been fun, but I gotta get going.
Take one of these as a souvenir, and good luck with your problems back home.
Thanks. You know, they probably weren't as bad as I thought they were.
All travelers leaving the other realm, please have your passports ready and your luggage available for inspection.
Whoa! Not so fast, Blondie. I can't let you leave the other realm. This passport's no good.
Of course it's good. I use it every time I come to the other realm. I've never been stopped before. Let me see that. Why, that evil little twin. She switched passports on me. This is not my passport. My name is Sabrina, not Katrina. Do I look like an evil twin to you?
I don't know, lady. I'm not a psychologist. I scan stuff.
Look, you're making a big mistake.
Arrivederci, baby.
Okay. Stay calm. Don't panic. Let me out of here!
Save your breath, honey.
Aunt Zelda?
No. Her evil twin, Jezebel. I've been busier than a pair of jumper cables at a family reunion trying to get my sorry butt out of here. If they ain't springing me, they sure ain't springing you.
It's amazing how much you look like my Aunt Zelda.
That's your tongue, girlie. So tell me, how is that skinny-legged little egghead?
Oh, she's fine. I'll give her your best.
You were right, Zelda. The one is not the one.
And what is he still doing in our house?
Probably admiring his reflection in a doorknob. I tried to get rid of him, but he won't take a hint.
Well, stop hinting. Just go up there and tell him the truth.
That he's a self-centered, arrogant egomaniac, and he doesn't deserve a treasure like me?
First part sounded good.
Okay, new outfit, new realm. Ready to do some evil.
Sabrina, have you seen Alec?
Oh, he's at your vanity, waxing his arm hair.
I should have listened to you before.
Of course you should have. What did I say?
The last thing that you wanted was for me to end up with someone who isn't right for me. And this guy is so wrong.
I said that was the last thing I'd want because I think you misinterpreted what I was saying.
Then what were you saying?
Well, in a nutshell, you're over 600 years old. You can't afford to be picky. You should grab this guy before he drops you for a hot little 500-year-old.
Sabrina, I can't stand Alec. And even Zelda says that if I feel that way, I should get rid of him.
Why do you think she said that? She wants him for herself.
You think?
I know.
Well, he is gorgeous.
Zelda said repeatedly.
Skinny-legged little vamp. Thanks for tipping me off, Sabrina. I owe you one.
Anytime. Hey, you know what? You could do me a favor right now. I sprained my finger on the tilt-a-whirl. Could you send me back to college? Huh. So this is my room. It's colder than my cell.
This meteor shower is unbelievable. Thanks for letting me run my cables through your window. You're a real friend, Sabrina.
Well, any friend of Sabrina's is an enemy of mine. I'm so evil. Oh, no matter what I do, my magic just won't work.
That's why they call it prison, honey. I'll tell you what's a crime. And Zelda gets to run wild while I'm locked up in here. I was the pretty one. I was the talented one. I was the one who was supposed to go places. But what happened? I was a bad, bad girl. Started a little thing called the bubonic plague.
That's awful!
Thank you.
You're lying on my bed. You know how I feel about you touching my stuff. Yeah, it's right here in your diary, October 3rd. The same entry where you admit you still suck your thumb. Have you lost your mind? This is my personal property. Oh, well, if you didn't want me to read it, then you shouldn't have left it locked in that little box underneath your mattress.
Finally, I've been trying to get in this room for 20 minutes. Thanks to you unplugging my cables, I missed the best part of the meteor shower.
At least you didn't read your diary.
Sabrina, you're acting so weird. This isn't like you at all.
How far in my diary did you get? Enough to know that you had a dream about Miles last night.
Really?
Don't get too excited. You were dead.
Oh, Sabrina, don't eat those. They're for my date with Josh.
Josh?
Yeah, he'll be here any minute. I can't wait. So, how's my outfit?
I don't know. What are you gonna wear?
This?
Oh. I guess it's a look.
I'm changing.
Hey, that's Josh. Tell him I'll be down in 5 minutes. My pleasure.
Hey, Sabrina. Where's Morgan?
Morgan? Oh, Morgan. Yeah, you know, she just got very sick, and she told me she has to cancel.
Really? She seemed fine when I talked to her 20 minutes ago.
Came on very suddenly.
Well, so much for dinner. Guess it's me and my microwave tonight.
Or I could be your date.
Wait, Sabrina, I thought you didn't want to go out with me.
Why wouldn't I want to go out with someone as charming and handsome as you?
I have no idea.
Listen, if I get that guard to spring you, will you promise to poison your Aunt Zelda?
With what? I mean, no! There's got to be a way out of here. And I think I just found it.
Alan, snack time.
What is that cretin still doing here?
He's our cat. He lives here.
That cretin, the other one. I thought you were going to dump him.
You don't fool me for a minute, sister. I'm on to you. Sabrina told me about your plan to try to steal Alec.
What?
Now look, a meteor. It's a message from Sabrina. I'm trapped in the other realm. Katrina stole my passport and switched places with me. Zelda's evil twin says, hi, y'all.
She's trapped with Jezebelda. We've got to get Sabrina out of there.
Wait a minute. If Sabrina's back there, that means it was Katrina who told me I shouldn't dump Alan. Hey, pretty boy.
Not now. I'm watching here.
Well, watch what happens next. We're breaking up.
Oh, a breakup scene. I love those. What's my motivation?
I hate you.
Perfect.
Dr. Honeycutt, your history. Stat.
Now we've got to get Sabrina a new passport. Stat.
And hope that Katrina hasn't caused too much damage. Stat. I just like saying stat.
Good night, Josh.
Sabrina Spellman. Perfect. This should get to the other realm in no time.
You're a real whiz on the computer, Salem.
Thanks to my new counterfeiting software. By the way, here's the money I owe you.
I can't believe you stole my boyfriend.
Well, all's fair in love and war. Actually, nothing's fair in love and war. They should change that.
You knew that I had this special evening planned. What you did was just plain evil.
Well, then my work is done for tonight anyway.
Sabrina, you going out with Josh was...
Hello, Katrina.
Sabrina, how did you get out?
A little luck and a good fastball. Now hand over my passport. Never. Wait a minute. I have my magic back.
Drat.
It gets even worse. I spoke to your parole board, and you're going to be pining for the days you swept up gum wrappers. You're in the big house for the long haul.
You are so evil.
I learned from the best. Bye-bye.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
It's horrible to see you, too.
You gained a little weight.
Did your legs get skinnier?
Is that a whisker coming out of your chin?
Is that a chin coming out of your other chin?
Lord, I missed you, girl.
I missed you, too.
Truly, truly evil.
When did you change?
Oh, just now. I'm no longer evil.
Anyway, if I thought for one second that you were interested in Josh, I never would have gone after him. Actually, I would have, but just slower.
Wait a minute, so you're saying I went out with Josh?
Don't play innocent with me. I saw you kissing him on the porch.
I kissed him? Oh, you thought that was a kiss? Oh, no, we were just, you know, rehearsing for a play called So I'm the Worst Liar in the World. Look, Morgan, I'm really sorry. Okay, I had no idea what I was doing. Please forgive me.
All right. I'll forgive you for the Josh thing. But what you said about my outfit, that is gonna take some time.
Okay, one problem solved. Next.
Dear Diary, I'm really happy to be out of my aunt's house and living on my own.
You're reading my diary?
I'm trying to, but it's hard to stay awake.
You have an exceptionally dull life. Let me guess. I read your diary, so you're reading mine, and you're trying to even the score.
Unless this gets a lot better, we're nowhere near even.
It doesn't. Trust me. Nothing out of the ordinary ever happens to me. Look, Roxy, I'm really sorry. I never should have invaded your privacy.
All I can say is, if you ever mention September 15th to anybody, you're dead.
It's as if I never read it. Miles, I don't know what I did to you, but I'm sorry.
Sorry? Doesn't cut it. When you unplug my equipment, I miss the best part of the meteor shower. And there won't be another one like it for 129 years.
Oh, I don't know about that, you know? Sometimes those people are a little off with their calculations. Look!
I can't believe it. I gotta get back up on the roof and film this.
We're back.
Hey, Josh, I just want to apologize for last night.
For what?
I'm afraid I was sending you mixed messages.
I think the message was clear to both of us.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, what was the message you got?
I don't know. The date, the kiss, everything. It just didn't feel right. I mean, it wasn't just me, was it?
No, it wasn't just you, and it definitely wasn't me.
I think your first instinct was right on the money. We should just be friends.
Yeah, friends are good. You know, can't have too many friends, so... Friends. Just what I need, another friend.
Mother's maiden name?
Becker.
Favorite dessert that doesn't involve chocolate?
There isn't one. How long is this gonna go on?
Until we make absolutely sure that you are the real Sabrina.
Say, woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo!
Imposter! Shakuse!
Back off for a ball, or I'm gonna tell Aunt Zelda about the time I caught you in her lingerie drawer trying on her lacy
it's
red...
It's Sabrina!